And I'm joined by Dave Sturgill in the studio. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
You have been diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and you say this was about 8 or 9 years ago. Can you talk about what led to that doctor's appointment where you were diagnosed?
Sure. I had something basically like a sore throat, and there was a lump in my throat. My wife actually encouraged me to go to the doctor. I'm not much for doctors, but so I did, and they wanted to do an ultrasound on it, and basically they had not a real good reading, so I went in to another doctor, and they did some tests, and said it was thyroid cancer, so they went in and removed the whole thyroid.
And was this early on in the cancer's progression? Did you catch it early?
I don't really know the stages of it. They said it was about the size of a golf ball.
Wow.
Actually, so it looked like almost like a second Adam's apple when I swallowed.
And again, you just thought you had a sore throat, maybe a bad cold at first?
Yeah, there was always, I'd seen a lump there and didn't think much about it. And then for about a week, my throat hurt just out of nowhere. And my wife, Marcy, told me to go to the doctor, make an appointment. So I did, and it led to that.
Thank goodness for her telling you to get to the hospital, to the doctor on that. So after you were diagnosed, talk about that a little bit. What was next? What was some of the process in getting this cancer out of your body?
Basically just had a follow-up with the doctor, and they did another test. I'm not sure the name of it. And they drew something out of it, kind of determined cancer or no cancer. And it come back foggy, so that's where it related into the surgery. And I went up to them on a day, and they took half of it out because I didn't want to do the whole thing. I didn't want to take medicine for. But anyways, he had to go back again and do another surgery on it because it was cancerous. So they took the whole thing, so there was no issues. And
so it sounds like you were able to catch it thanks to your wife bugging you a little bit before it spread into other parts of your body.
Right. Right.
So for people that are a little scared of going to the doctor, and you, of course, were resistant at first, what message would you have, especially to the men and to the women who are listening today, about getting those things checked out?
I would say probably just put the tough person card aside and go in and just make your checkups, because, I mean, I guess it could, down the road, it could help you have tomorrow versus not, so.
And 8 or 9 years now down the road, you've remained cancer-free?
Yep.
Congratulations on that. So we appreciate you telling your story today, Dave.
Sure.
And Dave, you are a member of the Aledo Fire Department, and I know that cancer is something that's struck many members of the Aledo Fire Department. And last year at Relay for Life, the pancake and sausage dinner was held. Was that a brand new thing?
It was. It was that we do it usually for the Antique Days and the Rhubarb Fest, but it turned out to be a pretty good hit for that too.
Yeah, how did you guys get the idea to do that? There was somebody that had been a firefighter before that had that idea.
Well, I think they might have. Mary Flint actually asked us if we'd want to do it, and we said sure. It was an honor, and it turned out as a good thing.
How many people did you get last year? You probably don't know the exact number, but did you have a full house?
It was. It was a pretty crowded place.
All right. Very good. So we're looking forward to that again this year, the pancake sausage dinner.
We are.
All right. Very good. And do you do the cooking, Dave?
No, I kind of took over from a retired guy, Jeff Benson, and one of our fellow firefighters, which was Michael Clark. Them two, they would take the drinks around and pass. So I kind of just stepped into that spot and pass the drinks around, but so.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you.